Welcome to the Menopause Conversations podcast. My name's Angela Council, and I am your host for this podcast. And this is where you learn all about menopause, what is happening to your body, to your hormones, and life in general. Everything is changing, and sometimes it can seem really, really confusing. But this is where the confusion stops right now. This podcast will share with you everything you need to know about how you can navigate your menopause transition with ease. So sit back and enjoy the show. Bye for now. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of Menopause Conversations podcast. It's Angela here, your host for the podcast. And I haven't been around for the last few weeks, you probably have noticed. So I haven't had an episode that's been coming out probably for about 4 weeks now. And that's because I moved home. We moved states. So we moved interstate. The Embrace program started. So I had to get all the women started in that. I ran the five-day workshop. So I had a lot going on, and I really didn't have any extra bandwidth or energy to be able to do the podcast as well. So, you know, sometimes we have to make decisions, and the decision that I had to make was to let the podcast go for a couple of weeks. But I'm back again, and I just really wanted to share some of what has been happening. As I said, I've moved home. We sold our house in the Northern Beaches in Sydney, and we've moved to Queensland, and we are now on 10 acres. So in regional Queensland, just outside of the Gold Coast, down the bottom of Tambourine Mountain. So in the country, and actually really, really different, totally different to be living on country as opposed to be living in the city. But when we were kind of getting ready to pack everything up and move, and as I said, the Embrace program started, I had a lot going on. And you know, and this is pretty typical for many women as they're coming through this stage of life, is that they have a lot going on. You're working, looking after children. And, you know, as women, we seem to take more and more on. And that's what I was doing. I was taking more and more on. And to be honest, work-wise, I probably didn't have enough energy to do everything that I wanted to do. I mean, as I said, I started the program. I actually also ran a 10-day challenge in the middle of that. For past participants of my program. And I didn't have the energy, but I kept going. And one thing that happened was I started to notice different symptoms were coming out. And the very first thing that started to happen is my sleep was slipping. And normally I sleep really, really well. I sleep a solid seven and a half hours a night. And for probably 3 weeks, I was struggling to get 4 hours sleep. I wasn't sleeping at all. I'd crash when I go to bed because I was so tired, and I would be waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And this was happening night after night after night because I had so much going on in my head. And because I wasn't sleeping properly, I would find that, I'll be really honest, I wasn't eating the best. I was probably, because we were trying to clean everything out of our fridges, I didn't have a lot of food. Once we were moving, we were traveling between states, so we're driving, could only get whatever was available at the service station as we went past. So a lot of things were out of balance for me, and I felt really, really sick. And what actually happened also, as we were moving, I got sick, really, really sore throat, head cold, all of this stuff. So my immune system was really low. And this is another thing that happens is when we're highly stressed, our immune system comes down. Our immune system gets suppressed when we are stressed. And I was so tired, and I just knew I was completely out of balance. My body, I was starting to ache again. Haven't had body aches and pains in a long time, but I was starting to feel stiff. I couldn't move properly. I wasn't exercising as much as I had been. I was still trying to, get a Pilates class in every so often, but I wasn't moving as much. I was still going out for a long walk on the Sunday, but when I was finishing, I was actually quite sore afterwards. Once again, something that normally I'm not. So all of this stuff was going on, but once I got here to Queensland and settled in and unpacked some boxes, and there's always drama with moving too. So we did move.
And when the removalists arrived, they didn't bring half of our stuff. It was still sitting in storage. And then what they did bring didn't belong to us. They opened the wrong storage unit and brought someone else's stuff up. So we had someone else's stuff. We didn't have our stuff. And we had to kind of go, no, take all that back and go down there and get our stuff. We still don't have it. But, yeah, then I had to unpack it. There's still things that I don't have because they're sitting in storage. Hopefully they're going to arrive in the next few days. But as I settled in and got here in Queensland and started to get a little bit back into a routine, went and did some shopping, had, you know, some great food that's, you know, great for me, then I started to notice, first thing, I was back sleeping well again, back sleeping 7 hours a night. Now, one thing that did happen is also there was a time change. So when we first came up here, daylight savings was still running. It's all gone now, but there was a time change. So my body had to adjust to that time change, but I'm back sleeping seven and a half hours a night. My pain disappeared once I started eating back the foods at the right time, the right type of food for me. The cold that I got, it went. So all the symptoms that I had all started to resolve themselves once I got back into routine, once I got back out into nature, because, you know, every morning now I go and sit out in my back deck and watch the sun come up, and it is so quiet. We get kangaroos in the back paddock. There's koalas in the trees. It's like, it's just so peaceful. And so now, you know, all the stress of moving and getting everything, you know, working to deadlines and all of that, that's all starting to resolve itself. And now all of a sudden I'm starting to feel great again. So those symptoms that I was having, they've started to go. They've just disappeared. I don't have body aches and pains anymore. My energy is back. I'm feeling great again. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this is because the way I was living for that, you know, 3 to 4 weeks before we moved, was very typical of how many women live their lives, in that they're, you know, they are highly stressed. They're not eating the right foods. They're not getting enough sleep. Many of them are, you know, drinking alcohol every night. They're surviving on caffeine. And all of this causes stress in our body. And when our body is stressed, we have more symptoms. You know, we hold on to more weight. We have body aches and pains. We have hot flushes. We have foggy headedness. We get sick. It's all due to the stress that's going on. And when we can address the stress, then the body starts to correct itself. So I just really wanted to share that with you, because I'm just like you. I have symptoms as well. I don't always eat the best. Sometimes, you know, situations are out of my control. When we were traveling, you know, we just kind of had to eat what we could when it was available, because, you know, we basically for 3 days between when we left Sydney and before we kind of got to the Gold Coast, we had no furniture. So we had to stay at different places. And we stayed at my sister-in-law's place because she was away. So we had a dog as well. So that also limited where we could stay. But we didn't have a lot of, we didn't have choices when it came to food and things like that. So just had to do the best I could. But once I got back and started to eat the food that is great for my body, get more vegetables in, get back into the right timing for when I eat as well, because time of when you eat is really, really important. So I got back into the timing, the right timing for me. And, you know, and if you've been hearing my podcasts in the past, you know that with personalized health that we're all different, and the best times for one person to eat is different to someone else. For me, you know, I'm better to have a later breakfast. I can even skip breakfast, only 3 meals a day, maximum 3 meals a day. But someone else needs to have an early breakfast and eat, you know, 5 times a day. So it's all very personalized. And this is the work that I do with women, is identifying what is right for them, the right foods. Do we need to be eating lots of protein, or are we better off with lots of vegetables? For me, you know, lots of vegetables with a little bit of protein, so, which is totally different to what I used to do before. But it is all about bringing the stress down. When we bring the stress down, we bring down those symptoms, because when we've got different symptoms, it's telling us that our body is stressed, it's out of balance. And it can be very easy to go out of balance but it can also be very easy to come back into balance when you know what to do. So I just thought I'd share that with you. It's only a very quick podcast this week, just sharing where we're at. Hopefully over the next couple of weeks, I just have to record a few more podcasts and get them out. I have to get a few in the pipeline just so that they can start coming out. And I've got a few ideas of what I want to talk to you about. So that's it from me. Please feel free to share the podcast with other women so they learn more about how they can navigate menopause with ease. If there's anything particular that you do want me to talk about, feel free to let me know. Go over and join the Menopause Conversations Facebook group. Once again, I haven't been over there a lot over the last probably 6 weeks or so, but I'm going to be over there a lot more. Tell me what it is you want to hear. What do you want to hear to be covered here in the podcast? Let me know over in the Facebook group. That's it from me. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.